The Minister of Finance and Economic Planning, Governor Dufour, says since cocoa will continue to be a major foreign exchange earner for the country, the sustainability of the sector is very crucial for the country's development. He said the sustainability of the cocoa economy depends largely on the kind of incentives given to keep farmers at work and the level of output that is deemed optimal for the market. Dr. Dufour, in a speech read on his behalf at the major national cocoa stakeholders conference in Accra, said the cocoa industry engages about 800,000 families spread over the six cocoa growing regions of Ghana. Mary Atule was at the conference and reports.
The finance minister, Dr. Dufour, said critical issues that need to be considered in the cocoa supply chain are sustainable improvements in quality and farmer incentive structures. He said this underscores the willingness of consumers to pay premium prices for certified cocoa as compensation for farmers' extra efforts and investments. He noted that cocoa certification in the country is important because it assures consumers that a farming practice recognizes fair remuneration for labor, respect for the community and the environment to ensure sustainable production. Dr. Dufour said the slow pace of growth in the volume of certified cocoa beans produced in Ghana symbolizes the practical challenges associated with the processes of securing the license as a certified cocoa grower. The regional cocoa program's manager for West Africa Fair Fruits, Cyril Ogu, said the maiden stakeholder conference seeks to create a common platform for the public and private sector players in the production chain. He said there is a need for cocoa farmers in the country to have a platform that facilitates a process of demanding fair prices, access to inputs and extension service, economic and social welfare that addresses their infrastructural needs, and provide good education to their children.
A report by Mary Atule.